Hey, it's Chris Garlock. It's after midnight on Friday night, so really Saturday morning here at Labor Notes. The late night jam at the Great Labor Arts Exchange is winding down, but folks are still deep in intense conversations in the hallways of the Hyatt Regencies. Maybe the best way to think about today's show is like music. It's voices from dozens of activists at Labor Notes, captured by some of the crew here from shows in the Labor Radio Podcast Network, who spent the entire day recording interviews, many of them at the network's open-air studio in the vendor area, but others caught in the hallways, on the run from one session to the next. We've taken bits and pieces of those interviews and woven them into the fabric that makes up today's show. Hope you enjoy it.
Until millions that they never toiled to earn, but without our brain and muscle, not a single will can turn. We can break their heart in power. In our freedom, where we learn that the union makes us strong. Solidarity forever. Solidarity.
My name is Heather Bauman. I'm UVMMC Support Staff United in Burlington, Vermont.
So what brings you here to Labor Notes?
Well, we just actually won our union a year and a half ago, started bargaining a year ago, and won a contract last fall. So we've got a lot that we've experienced, but also a lot we need to learn as we go forward.
What's your name?
My name is Brian Chong. I am a communication staffer with AFSCME Council 4 in Connecticut. What brings me here to Labor Notes is a deep admiration and respect for rank and file organizing, class struggle, unionism, being in the movement for everyone, fighting for a better world through a revitalized labor movement.
Cobar, Arise, Chicago. Centro de Trabajadores, sí.
Perdón, ¿por qué está hoy participando en el Labor Notes Conference?
Por lo mismo que voy a Arise, Chicago, que es Centro de Trabajadores, estar a apoyar a diferentes organizaciones, a diferentes grupos de otros estados que vienen en esta época para conocer sus problemas en el trabajo y aprender.
My name is Claudia Navarro with We Count in Florida. I think this is one of the most exciting convenings of the labor movement, and so really excited to be here to learn, to participate in workshops, and we were also able to bring a bunch of our members so that they can also learn and participate. I think like many people, working class and the labor movement at large has been under attack for decades, and so it's really exciting to be here with a group of 4,500 people who are, you know, banding together, learning, educating themselves to build back a stronger labor movement.
My name is Dominic Licata. I'm representing UUP, that's United University Professions. We're the largest higher public education union in the nation across 32 SUNY chapters. Since the Janus decision, of course, new hires are not obligated to either join or pay agency fees. So we've had the increased challenge to step up and make sure that everyone gets the message that we are better at SUNY with the union than without. And we just are asking all of our siblings to join us in solidarity.
Yo soy Marta Gabriel. Mi organización es WeCount. Nosotros venimos de... Es más calor que aquí, en Chicago. Allá es... hasta llega el clima de 110 grados. Entonces nos preocupa porque nosotros trabajamos afuera bajo el sol. Y mientras para nosotros no hay una protección, y estamos exigiendo para que haya una ley para proteger a nosotros en nuestro trabajo. Queremos agua, sombra, descanso en nuestro trabajo, pero lamentablemente el gobernador lo bloquea nuestra propuesta.
My name is Serena Zetz. I'm a member of NPEU out in DC, so I'm in the nonprofit employee union.
So what are some of the issues, particularly in nonprofits, that you're concerned with?
Definitely burnout, overwork, especially in a really contentious political climate. Having to have a lot of junior staff who are young, queer, people of color do rapid response to attacks from the right and from white supremacy and from capitalism is, not sufficient when you're being paid, below a living wage in a major coastal city.
We are here from live from Labor Notes talking to Kimberly McNeil. Hi, how you doing tonight, Kimberly?
Good.
Good, good. So what union are you with?
Local 2474.
All right, and that's AFSCME out of where?
Minnesota.
Oh, okay. Well, good. We're glad to have you. What kind of work do you do with them?
A medical assistant.
Oh, okay. What's your role in the union? Chief Steward. All right, that's a heavy lift. That is a very heavy lift. So, like, what kind of issues are going on right now at your job?
Negotiations for more money, wages, racism, trying to get that in order. A lot of equal opportunity for everyone.
We are back with Stephen Buckley. How you doing, Stephen?
Oh, I'm doing very well. I'm here with the REI Union, which organized with the RWDSU, and I work at REI in the SoHo location in New York. I'm an elected member of our bargaining committee for our store. I've also been helping trying to organize some of the other non-union locations and supporting from our lived experience, you know, giving people best practices and stuff like that. This is my second time at Labor Notes. The first time we came, we were the only unionized REI location, and it's kind of wild that 2 years later, there's now 10, including one that just unionized literally last night. So it's really like to see the growth of the movement kind of with Labor Notes as a placeholder has been really cool.
We are with Pablo Baxter. We are recording from Labor Notes Conference. So what organization are you here with this weekend?
I'm an organizer with IBEW Local 159 out of Madison, Wisconsin.
So what's some of the challenges right now that's going on in your workplace?
A lot of things is just misinformation, people thinking that unions are a certain way or they do certain things that they don't do. And just having simple conversations with people most of the time leads to clarification and understanding. Sometimes it's over a couple conversations, but generally people understand and get things cleared up for them, and then they're more than happy to join with us because they see that once you join a union, you get better wages, benefits, and working conditions and rights.
Can you say your name for us?
First name Curtis, last name Desjardins. I am currently with UAW. I work at Ford Motor Company in Chicago Assembly Plant.
Oh, okay, and it looks like it's local 551.
Correct. I'm also a alternate district rep for body paint and pre-delivery at my plant.
Oh, okay, so what do you do for the union?
First and foremost, I protect my membership and the contract, which is very paramount to me because management gets away with so much so much misinformation floating around out there about the contract. There's a lot, I'll be real, a lot of people don't like to read it because it is thick and it is boring, but it's necessary.
We are here with
Lillian Speedy.
Lillian, welcome.
So I'm actually from Canada. I'm here representing Air Canada flight attendants. We're represented by the Canadian Union Public Employees, and I'm currently a vice president at Local 4092, Toronto base. So right now we are getting ready and run up to bargaining with our employer, Air Canada. One of our big issues as flight attendants is that we only actually get paid when the aircraft is moving. And so all this time between flights, prepping for flights, when everyone's boarding, when everyone's deplaning, when we're helping people with passengers, we're not paid. And I think before it didn't bother us so much because we made a decent hourly wage, but with inflation, everything that's happened post-COVID, cost of living, I don't know if it's the same here in the States, but in Canada we really have a housing crisis. People just can't do it anymore. And so it really starts to hurt when you're working a 12-hour day and you're walking away with 8 hours pay.
My name's Simone Vitale. I am a rank and file organizer at my Walmart Supercenter in Hodgkins, Illinois. My coworkers and I have been working on our campaign for over 2 years.
Yeah.
And we just started circulating our petition for recognition with the Walmart Independent Union.
Mauricio Perez. I'm a Teamster at a Local 63, UPS barn.
What are the big issues you're dealing with in your local at the moment?
Member engagement. That's always a big one. I'd like to get the like young ones engaged only because when I was young, I would have loved to have been a part of it. You know, I just didn't know, you know, what it was to be a union until I needed to use one.
We are back and we are talking to Sarah Duran. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Thanks.
A very high energy is my vibe for sure.
Yes. All right. And what organization are you here representing?
I work for the AFL-CIO Organizing Institute. I'm the recruitment coordinator for our apprenticeship program. What we really need to be focusing on right now is organizing the South. And that's a big focus for the apprenticeship program that we're putting together. So all of the workshops that are related to organizing the South or in right-to-work states are things that I have really been enjoying and looking forward to attending more of them.
We are talking to
Heb
and Brandon.
So is this your first time at Labor Notes?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so what organization are you guys with?
We're with Black Rose Anarchist Federation. As you can imagine, an anarchist federation, which basically just means a bunch of local chapters that federate or come together to kind of cover the entire nation. And so essentially we organize in communities, in workplaces, in different contexts from an anarchist perspective, trying to build people's power in a horizontal grassroots way. One big thing I noticed is that people feel, especially since the pandemic started, people feel really alienated from each other. And I think that like something I'm looking for with organizing is not only figuring out how to build like people power, but also thinking about how can we build like connection with each other.
Nice.
You know?
Mm-hmm. And it's a similar thing for me. Also considering that I am from Texas, the right to work aspect of everything, trying to navigate that because since that labor isn't too great in the South, trying to build that labor power where it hasn't been strong, particularly historically.
My name's Tony Ruan. I'm a student at Yale University in the Grant Strategy Program. So actually the reason why I got into labor is because I went to public schools K through 12 in Arizona, and my teachers went on strike my freshman year of high school, which is a really cool introduction to it. There's a really interesting sort of dynamic where if you're a worker, a unionized worker at a defense manufacturing plant, and your plant is building weapons for a war that you object to, sort of what avenues do you have to make your voice heard and make sure the product of your work isn't used for a purpose that you are in disagreement with?
Okay. You know, meeting you, it inspires me because now I know that the kids are all right.
I appreciate that.
I appreciate you so much, brother, today.
Hi, my name is Chantal Schultz. I'm a UPS part-time warehouse worker in Local 177, New Jersey. I'm also a member of Teamsters Mobilize. We're a new militant caucus in the Teamsters. I'm also a member of Maoist Communist Union. I'll be going to a Palestine-related one called Beyond a Ceasefire, talking about the fact that, okay, it's a positive step forward for the working class movement that there are ceasefire resolutions, but that's not enough,
Exactly.
It's like, okay, on the one hand, there's ceasefire resolutions by union leadership, like in UAW. On the other hand, Sean Fain then endorsed Biden, who's sending, tons of money and weapons to Israel to carry out this genocide. I think that's it's a very important step forward in kind of building up the international solidarity in the U.S. labor movement, which is so desperately needed, given the role of U.S. imperialism.
Stephanie McClellan with the Public Service Alliance of Canada. Yeah, so I'm coming from the capital, Ottawa.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome. Is this your first Labor Notes?
It is.
So what are you thinking so far?
It is massive. It's incredible to see how many people from around the world are here to support each other.
Mm-hmm. My name is Patricio Cambias. I'm representing my organization. It's a worker center called CETUL, or Centro de Trabajadores Unidos en Lucha, or the Center of Workers United in Struggle. We are involved in organizing construction workers, downtown food service workers, and then workers across the Twin Cities area, educating them on workers' rights. For example, in the construction campaign, the sector we are looking at in particular, it's a lot of, the vast majority are Mexican or Central American, migrants, undocumented immigrants, many of them who are very recently actually crossed the border into the United States, and they're just very hyper exploitable, without any papers. They're just living on the margins of society, kind of in the shadows. And so wage theft is crazy in the construction field. It's kind of mind-blowing, the stories you hear. People will work for a week, 2 weeks, and just not get paid a cent, and then they have to fight hell to get any kind of back pay. And So it's kind of like the Wild West in the construction field for like undocumented immigrants. So we have a program that's called Building Dignity and Respect, where developers can sign on to, they agree to it, and it just raises standards through the industry for all workers, regardless of their union or not, citizen or not. And it's very promising. It's a good, it's a great program to be a part of, but the workers have to like fight for it by lifting up their voice and speaking out.
My name is Matt Luttrell. I am, I'm an EWOC organizer, and I used to be an Amazon organizer.
Right on. And Matt, where are you from?
I'm from Kentucky, south of Louisville.
Excellent.
So, you may know of a campaign that happened a while back out of a small town called Campbellsville, Kentucky.
Yes, yeah. I do.
I was a lead in that campaign, and unfortunately, I was the one who was illegally terminated, and you know, I had to settle some of my ULPs. One of them went through, and we had Amazon have to repeal a policy they were using to retaliate against workers. But I'm excited for Labor Notes, and I'm excited to meet the Amazon workers who are within the Reform Caucus.
My name's Alicia Flores, and I'm from Portland, Oregon, and I'm a fired Starbucks worker.
So, obviously, the news has broken that Starbucks is finally going to start negotiating, they say. What's your feelings on that, having been fired by Starbucks?
They said that they're going to bargain in good faith, and I don't know if that's real or not, because the store that I actually got fired from is closing at the end of the month, and they broke the news that the store is closing right after the news went public about Starbucks bargaining in good faith. But that starts next week, so hopefully we'll see something come out of that. Stores did get their credit card tips though, so that was a win. You know, every little victory is a win, and it helps push organizers move forward and keep standing the good fight.
The numbers are rolling, so we're recording. Andrea, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. When I last came here, we were just out of our GEO Local 6300, our Advantage Champaign, just out of our strike in 2018.
Yeah. So if someone was thinking about going to Labor Notes, what would you say to them?
I would say that they should go to Labor Notes. I definitely recommend. And to think about the way I've kind of made my decisions about where to go, it's split between things I find interesting and things that I'm like, okay, this would be good to know for like building stuff in the union. And either way, I think even the things that I found interesting are still helpful, because you get to hear from people from all over. You get to learn different things, see how conditions in other countries are affected. And I don't know, at least I make connections to them. Like, okay, how's that working out here? What are the connections between?
How can I apply that in my local? Fantastic.
My name is Jen Hampton, and I'm with Asheville Food and Beverage United, as well as the Southern Workers Assembly. I came 2 years ago by myself and knew nothing about organizing, really, and took it back home and implemented what I learned, and our organization just blew up. It had a huge successful campaign after I went to Labor Notes, and we've been working on building it, that coalition, Asheville Food and Beverage United. We officially unionized last fall.
I'm Rajiv Ravishankar. This is my second time. I came in 2022. I've known about Labor Notes as a project for quite a while. Been a union member for the last 5 years at the University of Oregon as a graduate employee, so teaching journalism classes to undergraduate students.
What brought you to Labor Notes, Paco?
It's one of the few spaces where you really feel that you're part of a bigger movement, and you get to meet unionists from all over the country. You get to connect with workers from all different sectors, and it's even at union conventions at a state level, you don't really get that feel that you're part of this national and international movement. And I think it's really important for workers to have connections across sector and with workers in different workplaces, and to learn from sort of struggles that people are facing and how people are overcoming them, taking organizing lessons from different types of workplaces and applying it to your own.
I'm Rocky Prohl.
Rocky?
Yes.
And where are you from?
I'm from Boston, Massachusetts.
Great. And Rocky, what's your local? I hear that you're a part of a union.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm the president of the newly formed Blue Bottle Independent Union. Blue Bottle is a chain of specialty coffee cafes. They originated out of Oakland, California. There's about 70 of them in the U.S., over 100 worldwide. We got 6 of them in Boston that just went public with our union.
So I guess you're probably the right person to ask this. You know, we're in a moment right now. What do you think about this moment for the labor movement, for working people?
I think this is it's a huge moment. I think we are seeing like a revitalization of the movement. I think that we're getting a lot of young people involved recently, especially in like food service and retail industries. Personally, like for independent unionism, I'm really excited about what future that can hold and how we can help like shape the future of the labor movement in the U.S.
Natalie DeLiba, I'm a member of the News Guild of Pittsburgh on strike against the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.
So you mentioned that you're on strike against the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, right?
Yes, 18 months yesterday.
Wow, and what's happening there, if anything?
Actually, we got some really great news today. The National Labor Relations Board is going to be filing an injunction against the Post-Gazette so that we can get injunctive relief and get back to the office. It's a really big deal. They don't have hearings for 10J injunctions or have injunction hearings like hardly ever.
Yeah.
And it's a real sign that the Post-Gazette has violated labor law to a very egregious extent for them to make this move.
Hi, I'm Danielle Juilliard. I am a nurse with OPEIU Local 40.
And what brings you here to Labor Notes?
I am here to support one of my really good friends, our organizer, because she's obsessed. So we came for education. We're both speaking on panels. Mine was about organizing against corporate healthcare companies that claim to be not-for-profit.
Is that what you're facing in your local a lot?
Yes. I work at a hospital that claims 503B or 403B, so they're not-for-profit, but they, at the same time, manage a $41 billion hedge fund. And their CEO made $13 million in 2021. So then we can't seem to bargain a raise for our nurses. It doesn't make sense.
Is there anything else here that you're excited to go and see?
I am excited to add to my button collection. I have a pretty righteous button collection right now, and I'm just working on building it.
That's a good reason to be here.
Yes.
Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. For the union makes us strong.
You've been listening to the Labor Radio Podcast Weekly, with another special report from the Labor Notes Conference here in Chicago, Illinois. Our interviews today were conducted by members of the Labor Radio Podcast Network, including Lynn Fields from the Resolve Podcast, Carmen Rodriguez from El Cafecito del Dia, Jerry Mead Lucera from Labor Express Radio, Mark Gavart from My Labor Radio, Harold Phillips from Working to Live in Southwest Washington, and Patrick Dixon, who's my co-producer here on the Labor Radio Podcast Weekly. Harold and Patrick co-produced today's show, doing all the heavy lifting, processing the dozens of interviews the rest of the crew did, with a very special shout-out to Lynn Fields, who really set the blistering pace for us all. Thanks so much for listening. This has been Chris Garlock for the Labor Radio Podcast Network, laborradiopodcastnetwork.org. Now, off to bed.
Stay here.
Sorry, mommy, but I actually